We are discussing this week the need for biblical preaching. Regrettably, Christian fundamentalism, and I mean Hiles Anderson-style fundamentalism, Bob Jones University-style fundamentalism, Jerry Falwell-style fundamentalism, are all in a state of breakdown right now, moral breakdown and degradation. We have numerous cases of the most abominable sins known to mankind coming to light, and these are committed not just in Christian fundamental churches, but in Christian fundamentalist pulpits, and they are permitted, and they are covered up. Again, if this is news to you, just stay tuned, because Lord willing, in the course of this year, you are going to hear 26 cases of clergy abuse of children, all from fundamentalist churches. You're going to hear about preachers who lie, and you're going to hear about preachers who cover up for preachers who lie, and you're going to hear about entire churches who cover up for pedophiles. It is shocking, it is sobering, and it can definitely be traced to the absence of Jesus Christ in the preaching of fundamentalism. In a previous podcast, we covered that the Lord Jesus is present in every single book of the Bible. Sometimes very clearly, sometimes the entire book dominantly is about him, and sometimes very subtly, so that you have to study the book to see what it is saying about him. But the Lord Jesus is the central theme that unifies the entire Bible. He is that theme that actually unifies the Bible and proves to us that the Bible is one book, ordained by God to be his revealed word to his people. And we should take heed that in his ministry on earth, when he was physically among us, the Lord Jesus spent most of his time not in doing miracles, though he did perform miracles, and not even in suffering on the cross, though he did suffer on the cross, but in establishing the word of God again for an erring people. The Lord Jesus corrected doctrine and taught with authority, dismissing the fables and superstitions of the Pharisees and Sadducees, and establishing again the truth of God's word. And all that the Lord Jesus taught, even when he did not proclaim himself, eventually leads us back to him. The law cannot be kept except that he kept it for us. We cannot walk above our own nature any more than Peter could walk on water, except that Jesus caught him and enabled him to do so. We cannot overcome death except, like Lazarus, he should call us from the tomb. We cannot survive on the loaves and fishes of the world except that he should bless what we receive and share his bounty with us. Therefore, preaching itself is only biblical if it observes the centrality of Christ in the Scripture. For Christ is what the Scripture is actually about. There is more to say on this topic, but we'll have to save that for a later date.